Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Ings, Sister, New Bedford, Massachusetts, August 17, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Sister Ings, you will learn from the letter written to W.C. White in regard to the matters we have on hand. We will be glad to see you whenever you may come to America. I miss you, and we have been together so long, I do not know how to get along without you very well. Sarah is just now mourning greatly over the death of her niece. We are doing well. My health was never better, and I am doing much work. I hope you will have as pleasant a voyage as we had. I believe you will have. Oh, how much help is needed here. I wish your husband and yourself were here right at this meeting. Good might have been done. I see the dearth of helpers, and if I would allow it, would become very anxious and burdened over the matter. But I say, no, no, I will not distress myself over things I cannot help. I wish to do all I can, humbly, gladly, and then leave the result with God, and not kill myself over things I cannot do. Oh, that God would help me, and help his languishing cause. We leave New Bedford for Ohio tomorrow night. I have not heard from Mary since we parted with her at New York. I am not sure whether she left Thursday night or Friday morning for Battle Creek. I think she will write to me. Will you get me a package of those stockings such as you and Mary and Sarah had? You can get them in Liverpool or London. I meant to have two coarse linen sheets brought on. Please get them. We had a close examination, but nothing was charged us as dutiable. I wish you would get me the stockings if you think best. If not, all right. I want them very much for myself. I will be pleased to have them my size. I wear them, and they feel so nice. We have had no distressing weather here yet. Cool nights, good clear weather, no fog, no rain. Clouded up and rained when we were on the boat en route for this place. I hope something will be done for that Sister Griffin we saw at Southampton. I sent my letter to you that you might call her to remembrance and do something for her. Such cases must not be indifferently passed by. I speak this night and must say goodbye. Forgive this short letter. We have two small tents pitched under a large tent. Thus all are comfortable. Sister Harris prepares meals for us and for Brother Alfred Olson, Brother Goodrich, Brother Morrison, who came from California to educate in canvassing, and Brother Ramsey. This constitutes our party. We have a cool breeze blowing through our tent all the time. I am so thankful I can eat tomatoes, green corn, sweet potatoes, bananas, blackberries, huckleberries. We live real well. I long more and more for the Spirit of God. I must have it. I want more faith. I want patience when abused. I want to not have my feelings stirred a bit when Canwright shall make his terrible statements. I feel, too, the need of the meekness and loveliness of Christ. I shall expect a letter from you. It seems months since I left you, and I do want to see my Willie every day. I want to talk with him, notwithstanding Brother Olson is as tender to me as possible. All were so glad to see us, and all are ready to do everything for us. God bless you. Goodbye. Love to Brother Ings and yourself. Mother. Since writing the above, Lily Belden Gilbert has arrived with her husband and two children. Lily has taken a decided stand for the truth, and her husband opposes and threatens. Yet she holds the faith firmly and says she will not give it up. I have just spoken with her. She is glad to see me. Father Belden is here. His son-in-law, Hull, and his wife have come into the truth. They are here on the ground. I dare not visit with them tonight, for I must speak tonight and must not become too weary. Again, goodbye and good night. Mother.